Walling, Addie. Walling, May. Glendale, California, September 4th, 1905. Dear children, Addie and May, I write to ask if you would feel free to unite with some one of our sanitariums in Southern California. I should be very much pleased if both of you would take hold with us in the work. May, we need the help of the training that you have had in sanitarium work. You could teach others how to give treatment. I am sure that your knowledge would be valuable, and I ask you to come and act some part in the work. I heard from some source that Addie is married. Is this so? I hear so little from either of you that I do not know what you are doing. Ought I not to be made acquainted with your situation? I ask you to leave New York before the winter sets in. Come right to my home in St. Helena, and at least make us a visit. I will not urge you to take up treatment work in any institution, May, but I thought that you might act the part of a teacher. I have a great desire to see you both and have a visit from you. At present, a lady by the name of Mrs. King is keeping house for me. She is a very nice woman and an excellent Christian. I am sure that you would enjoy her society. You could buy a ticket to Los Angeles by way of San Francisco for the same price that you could buy one direct to Los Angeles. I feel desirous to have you both connect with some line of the work here in Southern California. Come prepared to take up work, May, either as a teacher or as a helper in some other line. If you cannot do this, you can at least visit our sanitariums in Southern California. I think I have written to you about the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, which is near San Diego. $10,000 is now being expended in enlarging and improving the building, which was never supplied with suitable treatment rooms. Miss Jenny Williams is matron in this institution. Miss Williams was for a while employed at the Dayton Cash Register Company as emergency nurse. Mabel is working with Sister Williams. Mabel's health has greatly improved. Her help seems to be much appreciated. She receives $20 a month with room and board. We also have a sanitarium at Glendale, 8 miles from Los Angeles, where I am now staying for a little while. This institution is beautifully situated. It is in the country and yet is of easy access from Los Angeles. Dr. Abby Winnegar Simpson is lady physician. Nora Lacey is head nurse and teaches some of the classes. I think she is doing good work. She enjoys her work very much. We have recently purchased another sanitarium property known as Loma Linda. I am most grateful to the Lord for making it possible for us to secure this property. It lies 60 miles east of Los Angeles, on the main line of the Southern Pacific Railway. Its name, Loma Linda, Beautiful Hill, describes the place. Of the 60 acres comprised in the property, about 35 form a beautiful hill which rises 125 feet above the valley. Upon this hill, the sanitarium building is situated. The main building is an imposing structure of 64 rooms, having 3 stories and a basement. It is completely furnished, heated by steam, and lighted with electricity. It is surrounded with large pepperwood trees and other shade trees. The entrance steps broaden as one ascends, and from them is entered the glass parlor, a large, beautiful room, 3 sides of which are of glass. In this room, there are 10 rocking chairs, and more can be supplied if necessary. At appropriate distances, there are 2 decorative pillars, which look something like bowls turned upside down, and round these pillars are seats. This room opens into another large parlor, carpeted with excellent body Brussels. In this room, there are 3 lounges, 10 rockers, and some upholstered chairs. The second parlor opens into a spacious hall, which is furnished with easy chairs. At the right of the hall, double doors open into a large dining room. Ascending a few steps, one enters an office room, and this room opens onto a beautiful grove of pepperwood trees. About 10 rods away, on what is known as Summit Hill, there is a group of fine cottages. The central cottage has 9 beautiful rooms and 2 bathrooms. In the basement is the heating plant for the five cottages. Prettily grouped round this large cottage are four smaller ones, having four rooms each, with bath and toilet. An interesting feature of these cottages is that each room has its veranda, with broad windows running to the floor, so that the beds can be wheeled right out onto the veranda and the patients can sleep in the open air. There is another building, which was known as the recreation building. In this is a billiard table, which must have cost several hundred dollars. This, of course, will be disposed of. A partition runs through this building, and we have thought that one side could be used for meetings and the other side for classrooms.
The land is well cultivated and will furnish much fruit and many vegetables for the institution. 15 acres of the valley land are in alfalfa hay. 8 acres of the hill are in apricots, plums, and lemons. 10 acres are in good-bearing orchard. Many acres of land round the cottages and the main building are laid out in lawns, drives, and walks. There are horses and carriages, cows and poultry, farming implements, and wagons. The buildings and grounds are abundantly supplied with water. This property is now in our possession. It cost the company from which we purchased it about $140,000. They erected the buildings and ran the place for a time as a sanitarium. Then they tried to operate it as a tourist hotel. But this plan did not succeed, and they decided to sell. It was closed last April, and as the stockholders became more anxious to sell, it was offered to us for $40,000. And for this amount, our brethren have purchased it. Oh, how I long to see the sick and suffering coming to this institution. It is one of the most perfect places for a sanitarium that I have ever seen. I thank our Heavenly Father for giving us such a place. It is provided with almost everything necessary for sanitarium work, and it is the very place in which sanitarium work can be carried forward by faithful workers. The buildings are all ready, and work must be begun in them as soon as we can secure the necessary physicians and nurses. For some time, I have been looking for just such a place as this, with good buildings, all ready for occupancy, surrounded by shade trees and orchards. When I saw Loma Linda, I said, "Thank the Lord. This is the very place that I have been hoping to find." I want you, Addie and May, to have a part in the work in this institution. There will be a place for you both, I think. Please visit me at my home in St. Helena. The weather here in Southern California is cool and agreeable, and I am sure the change would be beneficial to you both. You could connect with the sanitarium work in Washington, D.C., but since we purchased Loma Linda, I have had a desire for you to connect with that institution. Ella May and Doris Robinson are with me. They have been married for some months. They are happy in their married life. Mabel came up from San Diego the day before yesterday to see us. I had thought of going to San Diego, but have decided to return to St. Helena the first of next week. We should have been on our way now, but Sister Peck, who is in Fernando attending the Teachers Institute, telegraphed us to wait here to see us. She will be here on Thursday. Now, dear children, think of what I have written you and respond as soon as possible, or come yourselves without waiting to write. In much love.